This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I thank you so much for the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. Head to the website, realside.com. And, you know, you can watch live, listen live, but there's a lot more you can do up there. Part of what you can do up there, really simple, is you can take the... Take the poll. We have a poll up there. Give me your email address. We have a store there where you can buy our, you know, books, T-shirts, all kinds of fun stuff. And I do appreciate the time. I actually appreciate the time you visit the place and let me know what you think about the stories and that kind of stuff. So anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to become part of the conversation, want to get involved in the conversation. You know, we've got a lot going on. We've got a lot to get through. So we'll hit some of the stories. This weekend, the DNC, I guess, had a party of some kind. They were all excited. But I think mainstream Democrats, and there are such thing, mainstream Democrats got a real feel, a real understanding for what the socialists believe, what the far left wing of the party, which I think is becoming more and more of the party. I'm not sure. I'm not part of their party. But I think it's becoming more and more part of the mainstream for them. And when we get to, you know, there's a lot of freshmen there. You've got Omar, AOC, Katie Hill, who comes out of my area. And we're going to talk a little bit about her in the last segment. I got a I got a press release from her office, I guess, or somebody that works with her. And I'm just amazed. It's not a press release. It's a whining release. It should have came with cheese. And I can't believe it. You know, the complaints about what's going on. But no way to fix it. No real way to fix it other than the Democrat mantra, you know, more taxes, throw more money at it, that kind of stuff. Which does absolutely nothing. Fix it. We've all seen it. We've grown up in it. The more money you throw at it doesn't fix it. Look at education. Education has never been fixed simply by throwing more money at it. Really, if you're honest with yourself, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We have a professor that wants to allow students to pick their own grades. God, where was this teacher when I was in school? My God, why weren't they this crazy when I was going to school? I'm sorry, Mr. Messina, you're going to have to earn that grade. You have to actually show up in class. Literature class at Davidson College this fall will use a contract grading, allowing students to pick ahead of the time what their grade is going to be. That's great. Yes, I'll have an A plus and two sides of a B minus. There you go. These people are serious. I think it's hilarious. Anyway. The offers posed by Professor Melissa Gonzalez for her Introduction to Spanish Literatures and Cultures. It's a private liberal arts... God, there you go. It's a private liberal arts college in Davidson, North Carolina. There you go, parents. Getting what you pay for, right? She's one of several professors across the nation who allow this pick-your-own-grade method. It's built as a way to eliminate the student-professor power differential. Yes, because the student and the professor are definitely on equal planes, aren't they? Then what do I need a professor for? I'll just go straight to work. And the heck with you. Why are they paying you all that money if we're the same and I can decide what my grade is no matter what my answers are to the questions? Most critics, mostly on the right, contend it's just another example of how colleges coddle students from the harsh realities of the real world. Do you professors understand? I mean, I probably have three of them listening to the show, but really, do you not understand the failure you set kids up for? Because, you know, when you go to work in the real world and not a professor at the educational, when you go to work in the real world, you know, 8 o'clock is 8 o'clock. There's a product you have to put out. You are responsible for that product. You need to make sure that you get your work done in a timely fashion. There is no ambiguous what the kid might have learned or didn't learn. I mean, seriously, can you imagine showing up to work and going, hey, look, I'm going you're going to pay me $500 a week, and I may or may not be here 5 days a week, but I definitely will be here on Friday to pick up that paycheck. Actually, I prefer cash because the check kind of scares me a little bit. This is what you're setting them up for. You're setting these kids up to think that they can go out and they can dictate what they're going to get at work, the job they're going to do, how they're going to do that job. There was a great little commercial last week or last year on YouTube, and it was this young lady that went to work, and when the guy said, well, the job starts at 8, she says, that's not going to work for me. I usually don't get rolling till about 10. And she went on to make all these demands, and there was an old guy, little bald, looked at her and said, yeah, you know what? I don't think this is going to work for me either, so this is good. She says, you're firing me? I haven't hired you. Get out of the room. Leave. You know, I can't believe you'd fire me like this. And it is what we see on a regular basis. You know, I love these. And again, I blame a lot of it on us. Somebody, you know, you set these people up. You set these young people up. What is a casual Friday? Tell them what a casual Friday is. Tell them it's not flip-flops, a T-shirt, and shorts. Okay, that's not casual Friday. That's bum Friday. Yeah, I know. You got somebody get all upset at bum. Go somewhere else. I don't know what to tell you. You know what I'm saying? Teach them. Like we were talking earlier about the different holidays. What do they actually mean? Teach them. It's really that simple. But my God, if I had known this was an option in the 70s, I would have hunted out a professor that would have done this for me. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm familiar.
never want to how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always, yeah, can't have enough cowbell, huh?
Yeah.
Boy, it's a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being, you know, connected and involved and engaged. I really do appreciate your time in doing that. So head up to the website, TheRealSide.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the bowl. You can make a donation. Always good to make. You know, I'm not one of those guys who likes to do the GoFundMe thing and beg for money and all that stuff. But, it, you know, as you see, as you've heard, as you've been reading, a lot of these Facebook, Twitter, Google, all of them, they are stifling the conservative movement. They're stifling the conservative move and or the conservative word or what have you. They're so afraid of us in the 2020 election. So it's important for us to stay on the air, stay getting our message out, that kind of stuff. I know some of you may not know this, some of you listening online, but the show is broadcast on 52 or 53 different stations across the country. So it's not just a matter of getting it out online, but it's actually a matter of getting it out on those stations as well. And I appreciate your support, and I appreciate your help. But in order for us to get sponsors, you know, it takes numbers. And numbers on Facebook, numbers on Twitter. And a lot of us, has happened to us now a couple of times, where we have had listeners, followers, whatever, wiped out by those organizations with no real response as to why, other than, oh, they were, what did Twitter tell us? Those were dead accounts or something? Yeah, fake or dead accounts. So apparently there were 40-plus thousand fake or dead accounts that interacted with us from far beyond when they were actually on our account. But we're not the, I'm not just whining for me. I mean, there's a lot of us have been affected like this. Makes it very hard to finance the show. So every little donation is a big deal, and I really do appreciate it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be involved in the conversation. So, you know, I grabbed a whole bunch of these little clips. And I guess the DNC, I don't know if it was the DNC, the Democrats as a whole, you know, their 2020 law, their 2020 candidates came out to speak, came out to talk, and you couldn't have a sane conversation. The audience, the rank and file Democrats weren't having it, which I, apparently, there must have been a lot of young, socialist-minded Democrats in the group. But nobody, even though they alluded to some of the things he did, nobody actually used the name of Biden when they were kind of, sort of, a little bit, making fun of Joe Biden, which I thought was quite interesting. But Biden, here, you got to hear what he had to say in the speech. And it's going to leave you, it's just going to leave you floored. Because you're not going to believe that these words actually came out of his mouth. Take a listen.
This White House has literally, literally a bully pulpit. Is callously extending his power over the most vulnerable, implementing discriminatory policies like Muslim bans, turning away asylum seekers, putting children in cages.
Well, here's the thing, Mr. Biden, and notice I say Mr. Biden, is this administration doesn't want to break the law like yours did. Right? First of all, it's not a Muslim ban. We all agree to that. Your boss did the same thing. This is why I say it's disingenuous. I just have lost respect for a lot of those on the left. This is disingenuous. To call Trump out for doing something that President Obama did is just a bold-faced scare tactic lie. And that's what he just did. He did a lie. And he's getting better at it. Just listen to him as he goes on. Right? Turn away asylum seekers. Well, Joe, you know what the law is in this country, right? First off, they can't go through another country to get here. They were offered asylum where they were at. So don't give me this heartstring pulling. It's all a line of BS, and you know it. And you also know that there was what? This is one of the people in the room in the chat room can correct me on this. But there was at least six places they could have stopped to apply for asylum ahead of time and not try to rush the border. Rushing the border is illegal. It's flat out illegal. So, again, for those of you who don't have a copy of my book, you can get it on Amazon, you can get it on our website. It's Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Wrote it at the end, finished it at the end of 2016, but so many things pertain to today, which is exactly this. Why do they have to lie to win? Why do they, if they've got the real product, if they've got the right thing, if they've got what it takes, then just write the truth, speak the truth, and say the truth, and you will win. How could you possibly lose? You're so afraid of losing that you want to give the rights to people in jail to vote, 16-year-olds to vote. I mean, you guys are going illegals to vote. You kind of lost it. I know many Democrats that are not in line with allowing 16-year-olds to vote, with allowing illegals to vote. It's just amazing. Anyway, okay, And then, let me see, Dem candidates talking about abortion. This is always a good one, too. I love this stuff.
We have got to fight those who would deny women a right to choose what to do with their own body.
That's Kamala Harris. Or Kamala Harris, what I don't even know what she goes by these days. You know, we have to fight those who would choose to stop a woman to have a right to do what she wants to do with her body. And again, I say the same thing. What about the female in her body?
You're not free when your reproductive health decisions are made by male politicians instead of by you and your family.
That's not pandering at all, is it? Trying to get the woman vote? I mean, I've said it before, and some of you are tired of me saying it, but here's the deal. More and more operations today, more and more procedures require you to go online or sit in their office and look. And, you know, I think my dad had knee surgery. He had to watch the surgery, or an abbreviated version of it, right? When you have the hip surgery, they want you to watch it because they want you to see what it takes, what you're going to go through, and so that you're when you sign off on it, there's no question about what's happening. There's no, oh, I didn't know you were going to replace the whole knee. I didn't know you were going to cut a piece of the bone off. They should do the same thing with abortions. If it's simply the cleaning of a blob of cells, if it's no different than having a tooth pulled, then what's the big deal? What are they afraid? See, this is what I was saying. What are they afraid of? Nobody's. I want to ask them this question face to face. I would love to be the old white guy in the room that gets to ask them questions about abortion. They wouldn't know what to do with themselves. Well, they wouldn't know what to do. They would know. I know what they would like to do with me, but they wouldn't know what to do with themselves. We're going to finish this up on the side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in just a couple of minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Your Majesty, Melania and I are profoundly honored to be your guests for this historic state
visit.
Royal reception. President Trump and the First Lady in London. A busy first day during the state visit as the president meets with the Queen of England at a lavish state dinner. Queen Elizabeth dressed in a royal white dress with white gloves. President Trump in a black tux with white shirt and white bow tie.
Thank you for your warm welcome, for this beautiful weather, your gracious hospitality, and Your Majesty's nearly 7 decades of treasured friendship with the United States of America.
The violence in Chicago at an all-time high. Murder after murder. This weekend alone, an astounding 52 people shot, 10 people killed. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson telling reporters,
"Yeah, we still have more work to do."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on 2 global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I appreciate that. I'm laughing. Somebody sent me a picture of themselves, and it was actually pretty funny. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And you know, it's really funny how much stuff, I mean, somebody sent me a link to a story about President Trump, and they're always pounding on him for all the bad stuff he does. And the reality is that you never see, mainstream media never, will never, has never, will never do, the positive things that he does. And I think it was last year, they said, you know, it's, I guess it's a little more than a year ago, that President Trump actually signed legislation that would penalize websites that in some way, shape, manner, or form were known to facilitate sex trafficking. Right? Was there a big deal made about it? Of course not. Because the man can't do anything right. This is what we keep talking about. It doesn't matter what he does right. They will never, ever, 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 ever give him credit for it. So we have to do it ourselves. We're going to have to push out there. We're going to have to make the noise on our own. So I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, honestly being part of the conversation. So we've heard from the Dems on abortion a little bit more here in a second. But the thing I love is always, and they tore me apart once. I wrote an article about why do women get to play God. And my beef in the article, really not even dealing with abortion. I mean, at the crux of it was, if it's not murder, if you don't see it as murder, then you can't charge me with murder if I give my girlfriend something that causes her to abort the baby. Or is it just one-sided? Is she the only one that has the right? Right, see, remember, dictatorial. She decided, you know, we believe that God has a right to decide who lives, who dies. So they get to play God, right? She could be walking on her way to an abortion clinic. And maybe I'm driving my car. And the car goes out of control because I don't maintain it properly. Notice how I throw that little caveat in there. I don't maintain it properly. Right? I hit her. She is fine. She's got bumps and bruises, but the baby dies. I can be brought up on involuntary manslaughter. How can I be brought up on manslaughter charges when it's not a human? It's not a baby. It's only a baby if she says this. And you keep taking this further. Take slices out of this, piece by piece. The mother can give birth to a baby she tried to abort, but it didn't work. She gave birth anyway. Now that baby is sitting on the table while the mother and the doctor sit in another room and decide whether that baby has a right to live. Think about this. Who's playing God? Whether that baby has fought through an abortion. It should. The fact that it fought through the abortion alone gives it a right to live. You don't want it. There's a dozen other parents behind you that would adopt that kid in a heartbeat. Why would you keep that from happening? You call us cold-blooded. You hypocrites on the left start screaming about ripping kids away from their parents at the border, and now we're finding out almost 90% of those kids don't even belong to those parents, don't even belong to the adults they come across with, and yet you don't back down on it. And then when a baby, a human being, a helpless, little, defenseless child beats the abortion rap and is born, you still going to decide whether that baby dies or not. And I want one of you to look me in the face, but none of you have a spine. None of you have a guts to do it. How does that baby die at that point? Do you snip its spine? Do you put it in a plastic bag and maybe suffocate it? Do you let it starve to death? How do you bring that born blob of cells now into a dead state? How do you stop its heart? That's cold. What's happening at the border is a love fest compared to what you people want. And it's because of the Christian community, it's because of the conservative community, and because of the Jewish community, because you haven't made the noise you need to make to stop this atrocity from happening. 60 million babies have been aborted. How many Jews were killed in the Holocaust? We have a whole museum for that. And again, if you know me, you know how against all that I am. But I find it interesting that that group of people, right, that were treated so inhumanely, treated like animals, who today are still called by some groups non-human, doesn't get the other side of this. Doesn't get the abortion side. I don't get it. And the black community, I can't fault them that much. You know why? Because they're browbeat into believing the best thing they can do is abort. But what I will say, you black parents, you know what Margaret Sanger was trying to do. You know what she stood for. And if you don't, shame on you for not finding out. She had one goal. Really, one goal. To get rid of you people. To get rid of the black community. She could have cared less about women. Her goal was to eradicate the undesirables, and you were the undesirables. And you know what? My grandparents were the undesirables. Let that sink in and sit for a while. But until we decide, and I don't mean fight in a nasty way, you guys know that. Until we decide to push back, I can't, for my God-fearing, my God-loving friends, do you really want to be in front of God Almighty someday and just go, yeah, I knew, but I didn't want anybody to get mad at me. I didn't want to trample on her rights. What about the baby's rights? And baby, it's just like when I read about these parents, the babies are too much. That baby didn't ask for you. That baby didn't ask for you to bring him into this world. You brought him or her in for whatever reason or however it came about. You find a way to take care of that child. Maybe it's you rearing that child. Maybe it's you bringing up the child. You can't do it, then your best bet is to give it to a family that can take care of it. That takes as much love, if not more love, than giving birth to and taking care of your own kids. There is a solution for abortion, and it's not more abortion, and it's not, I mean, it's not the pill, it's not any of that stuff. You want to, I don't know. Bottom line is, there are alternatives, period. How did I do that? Let me see if I can get that back.
We have got to fight those
When it comes to abortion, there is no middle ground. A woman has the right to control her own life.
You tell them, Bernie.
Not the government.
That's right, not the government. We have a right to control everything else in your life, just not the woman's right to have an abortion, but we have a right to pay for it and take money away from... He's a nut. These guys believe this stuff. They really believe this stuff. So he can't tell a woman what to do when it comes to abortion, but he can tell us what to do, the rest of us what to do. He's good with that. They're hypocrites, and they're dangerous. Do not let them get away with this. Do not let this happen. Let's see, what else have we got? We did the Hickenlooper one. We could do it again. Why not? Scare you people some more. Let's see.
Medicare for all may sound good, but it's actually not good policy, nor is it good politics. I'm telling you. Let me be clear.
Ooh, boo. Hiss. Boo. See, the room is filled with socialists. They shouldn't have called it the Democrat convention. They should have called it the Democrat Socialist Convention.
Let me be clear. If we want to beat Donald Trump and achieve big progressive goals, socialism is not the answer. I was reelected.
Isn't that great? This never gets boring. These guys are in so much trouble. More trouble than you can imagine. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
You checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-75. What the heck is our number? 855-732-5563.
Yes, that's it.
I think that's it. We only had it for years. I mean, that's okay. Good that I forget from time to time. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. And you know what? I really appreciate when you guys engage and you get involved, and I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. Whether we're on the same page or not, I don't care. I mean, I'd like us to be more on the same page, but if it's simply you having a difference of opinion, it is okay. Right? It's okay. It's fine. As long as you're honest about it, you come by it honestly, you're not just spewing the party line. That makes me nuts. When people simply spew the party line, it drives me out of my mind. And that's on a long drive. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I was talking about that sex trafficking stuff. No, I was playing it. See, during the breaks, I read the stuff you sent me. You know? Anyhow. The Obama in Brazil. Yeah, no. We already did that one. Oh! I can't play this because I don't have enough time for this one. But I learned a lot about Louisiana and the Louisiana legislature earlier today. They are majority, and I mean strong majority Democrat. But I thought was refreshing and exciting. Some of you won't like this because I'm going to say something nice about Democrats. But down in Louisiana, they are a pro-life group. The Dems down there are a pro-life group. And they have a lot of power and a lot of clout. They believe in total health, you know, health of the woman. And they have some great ideas on how to accomplish that. Too bad, forgive me for throwing the negative in, that there's so much corruption down there. I mean, seriously. They've sent, they're like Boston. They've sent a boatload of politicians to jail. But it was interesting to listen. I may put this up later on. Martha McCowan did this interview. It's only almost 4 minutes long. And she did this interview, and the woman was articulate. She talked about why they believe the way they do. Martha said, you know, it's unusual to find pro-life Democrats, or there are a lot more of them, and they just don't want to say anything. And the woman said, no, I can't speak for everybody else, but we are pro-life people down in Louisiana. So I thought that was kind of cool. It was kind of nice. Come on, a little refreshing to hear somebody willing to say that. You don't hear it that often, right? All right, England's trade deal. Let's hear what's this.
There might be a...
Oh, all right. This is President Oblemo talking about, Brexit and a trade deal for, England and, you know, our wonderful partners. They're all over there, those guys that are screaming that Obama was better than Trump, and yet Oblemo, like the American people, he was ready to throw them under the bus.
There might be a UK-US trade agreement, but it's not going to happen anytime soon because our focus is in negotiating with a big bloc of the European Union to get a trade agreement done. And UK is going to be in the back of the queue.
In other words, we're going to deal with you. Now, where would he be today, though? And I wonder if the changes that's happening in Europe. See, again, I don't pretend to be a genius like some of these guys that are on the air all over the planet. They know better than you. I read, I look, I listen. I listen to the experts. I try to pull it together. But if you think about this, right, where would we be today if it wasn't for Trump from a standpoint of nationalism rising up in Europe, right? You now have, and listen, some of you hate this. I know you trolls that are listening. There is nothing wrong with being a nationalist. There is nothing wrong with believing in your family first, right? Let me ask you for sure. If you can't take care of your own family, how do you take care of anybody else's? You can't do it. It's a physical impossibility. It's just like on the plane when they tell you to put the air mask on first. You cannot take care of anybody else if you're running out of oxygen. You don't even need a college degree to figure that one out. It's really that simple. So, again, you look at this and you think, the French heading towards nationalism. About time they take care of themselves. I love these young people who hate this country. They think we're just a bunch of bullies. And if you go through history, and you look at the history of this country, we are the most giving, the most caring, the most helping country on the face of the planet. During all these times when you have these natural disasters across the country, who sends the most amount of food, supplies, and ships to help these countries out? We do. Even when they're countries we don't much care for, we do. You know, when we think about when we dropped the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, why did we do that? We didn't do that to take over Japan, because last I checked, they still have their own government. No, we did that to stop a war. We did that to stop millions of more people from being killed. And our allies were on board with us. This wasn't something we decided to do on our own. But in that moment, when those bombs went off and the days afterward, we were the most powerful country on the face of this planet. We had the arsenal, the bomb, the mechanism by which to take over every major power on the planet. And we didn't do it. Not only did we not do it, not only did we not threaten anybody else, we went back and rebuilt the country we bombed. Did they come over here and apologize for what they did at Pearl Harbor? Did they rebuild any of those boats? Have they sent us any ships to make up for all the ships that they sank? And they bombed us. You want to talk about cold-blooded? They bombed us on a Sunday morning. Without any prior warning, without any knowledge that we were going to war. And we're the cold-hearted ones. We're the nasty people. Now again, and this was not the whole of the Japanese people. I realize that. I realize the government does some really stupid stuff. Okay? And how long will it be before you won't be able to say that the Japanese bombed us at Pearl Harbor? How long will that be? Because right now, you can't say that it was Muslims in the planes that took down 9/11. Well, you can. How long will it be? History is history. You can't change it. You can't turn it around. You know, we have to you do the same thing with American history. They are changing and tweaking and dropping things out they don't like and emphasizing things that they think should be emphasized. No, 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 no. Don't let them do it. This is why I say, look, if you're listening at all, and if you're just listening to get ammunition to make yourself mad, and I don't want you to listen. I'm not here to feed your fury, if you would. I hope I tee you off enough and get your blood boiling enough for you to make a difference. That difference is going to be doing what they do and doing it better and doing it with truth. You grab those young kids around you, and you make sure they know the truth about this country. Okay? You know, when they talk about us going in, invading other lands, invading other countries, when you talk to those, you can say, which countries are they? What did we take out of them? What did we do to them? Tell me. No, seriously. Learn about the Japanese war. Learn about what the Japanese did to those, some of those people on those islands. You want to talk about viciousness? And again, it's the Japanese of old. Not disparaging the Japanese of today. And what we did to them in this country after that, that was wrong too. But they forgot about that. You know, FDR, you realize that he threw Japanese, Germans, Italians. Do you know how many American citizens, people born on this soil, that he put in internment camps because they couldn't be trusted? And yet he's still their Lord and Savior. He's still the president that the Dems hold up in such high esteem. Won't hear that. Seriously. So, as we go through all this, and you got those young people around you, please, even if you're one that says, look, I don't know a lot about history, then take some of their talking points and learn them. You don't have to learn them all. One or two. Be able to retort to them that, you know what, we were the most powerful country on the planet. We could have taken over every major power on the planet. And what do we do with that power? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I would say that makes us sound like pretty decent people. Have we had bad history? Yeah, we've had some things. We have no reason to be proud. But we've turned them around. We've changed them. We've made major strides in making life better. D-Day's coming up this week. Learn about it. Make me proud. Be able to tell your kids and the kids around you about it. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid because we want you back here tomorrow.